Blog Good Talk morning. Radio.
Good morning, everyone. I am your host, Tammy Adams. I talk with your angels and spirit guides, guiding, healing, and teaching you how to have a fulfilled life, living your purpose, healing karma, and bringing forth good karma. Welcome, everyone, to the show. I am sorry that I did not have a lot of information up there to let you all know what the show is about today. So I hope that there is a lot of people that do benefit from this show because I had it a little bit disorganized today. What's been going on? Halloween is coming up. Any moment is going to be the time of Halloween and going out there, taking our kids, taking our neighbors, seeing people that are dressed up in all sorts of different costumes and representing ghosts, goblins, ghouls, witches, warlocks, whatever it may be out there. Zombies. We might be lucky to see some princesses, some fairies, but most of the time, you know, they put on these costumes, they put on these faces of ghosts and ghouls and goblins, zombies, whatever it may be out there, right? Why is it that Halloween is known as the time of ghosts and goblins? I said this just recently on another show, very recent, past couple weeks ago, about the ghost entity spirit, and what better time to explain it and help all of you to understand the whole connection with ghosts, except for me to explain it during the most powerful and most significant time of all, which is now. First, let me talk about some of the things that have been happening. Last night was a horrible night. Two clients of mine, who I have been working with for a while, I warned them and spoke to them about their mom being very ill. And unfortunately, today, she passed away. I saw, and you know, I've always been blessed with a gift to communicate with the other side, to talk to people who are in the process of dying, who have died, who are gone to the other side, have went to the light, or maybe lost. I mean, I speak to guardian angels, I speak to the dead, and I've done this since the time I can remember, and I'm not talking about this lifetime. Lifetimes I've been doing this. I've been seeing this. I've been remembering this. Last week, I was unavailable. I'm sorry. I was away on a retreat working with a client. It was absolutely amazing, very successful, very, very, very spectacular. There was so much movement, so much accomplishment, and I was so happy. And last week was an accomplishment. I apologize for not having things set up where the person I had helping me to do the radio show, I did have a pre-recording organized for all of you, but it was not set up properly, and I apologize for that because I did not organize it as beautiful as it could have been. But today, hearing and dealing with all the pain and the sadness and the loss of the clients that I was working with and I have been dealing with for the past few years now, and their mother just left and decided to leave the planet. She said, I am done dealing with life as a human, and I want to be a spirit. I want to be a ghost. I want to be done with this life. So she has left. She needs to let her spirit go to the light and be at complete peace. Let her children to not hold on to her pain and her suffering and her karma, but for her to be at peace and know that she is done with this world that has caused her so much pain and so much sadness. God bless her. And for God to always carry her through all her journeys that she has in front of her. I just wanted to mention that for a moment, and now on with our show. So, ghosts, spirits, and entities, why are they here? This is the show that we have set up today. Why are ghosts here? Why do we have ghosts? Why is it that spirits haunt us and come into our space? There's so many things to talk about today, and I'm so excited about it because Halloween is coming up, like I mentioned earlier, and we have all these scenarios, all these situations that come. We see our cup that may have been more to the left, and now all of a sudden it's in the middle of the table. We have our glasses that we put somewhere, and then all of a sudden those are disappeared and those are somewhere else. Our keys get moved. The doors, you know, shake. Things happen. There are ghosts. Absolutely, 100%. There is ghosts that are alive, that haunt us, that are in our space. Why are they here? What is your story? What has happened in your life? What is your situation that has been happening, whether it's in your car, whether it has been in a hotel room, whether it has been at home? What has happened? Share your story, call in, talk, and find out why the ghosts are in your space. Why is there these experiences, these hauntings that are happening in your life? And I will explain to you the significance, the reason, the why behind these hauntings and these experiences that have been happening in your life. If you want to call in, please do not hesitate. I love having callers. Yes, of course, I do talk a lot and then take the calls later because there is always so much that I have to say. But I will get to you. I promise I will. Call in 657-383-0285. And, we will get to your story. Okay, so some of the things that we need to speak about, which are, first of all, what are ghosts? This is what's most important to understand. What are ghosts? Ghosts are people who have lived life on earth, have passed away, and are wandering around the planet. They're wandering very slightly above earth. So sometimes they're walking, sometimes they're just slightly above it. What we're here to understand today is that ghosts are not, in any way, shape, or form, these beings that have been created without a soul, without a spirit, without a body. Yes, at one time, they were complete. Ghosts are people who have lived life on earth. These are a few things I want to speak about before I take calls today. So, ghosts are these spirits, these people, these humans who have lived life on earth and have passed away. They are not these, they're not angels. They're not fallen spirits. They're not anything, you know, that has not been a human. They have been human. A lot of people ask me, well, but what about the witches that, you know, you hear about all those witches that have been crucified. You hear about all those witches that have been burned at the stake. You've been, you know, what about that? What about the witches? What about these other goblins? And, you know, there's so many things to talk about today. One thing, let's go to the witches subject really quick. Witches have also been human, guys. Just because they're witches and they understand about spells, they understand about this other realm of magic, does that mean, and witches doesn't always mean a bad thing. They could be white witches, guys. And for whoever thinks there's no such thing as witches today, surprise, surprise, I promise you there is. Absolutely, there is. So there is this witch situation where people say, how could there be witches? What do you mean there's witches? Well, like good good witches, bad witches. It depends on what people believe in. If these people want to bring forward light, if they want to bring forward happiness, then they end up being a good witch. If they want to learn how to have power and create possession and create control, and they want power, then they're going to be a bad witch. I mean, there's so many people that have these personalities and have these energies on way on their, you know, completely on their own without being a witch. A witch is a certain way of studying and learning how to connect with a certain type of ability. So connecting with a witch is connected with understanding how to use the energy in the spirit realm, how to connect to the power that is here on earth. There's so much to talk about in regards to this subject. So when you talk about ghosts and you talk about witches and you talk about entities, understand they have all been human one time here on earth before. Whether it was 1,500 years ago, whether it was 3 years ago, they have all been in this position as a human. But why have they chosen to be a ghost? Why have they chosen to haunt us? Why have they chosen to be, you know, as an entity floating and lingering in our space? Why? Why have they been in this position for so long, you know, haunting us and being that chip on our shoulder, being that backpack of weight on our back? So many people that I've worked with in this lifetime have had absolutely crazy experiences, crazy, you know, where these spirits have allowed themselves to haunt them almost to the existence of losing themselves, literally them existing in this spirit realm where the person I'm working with is practically gone because they've given up to give their energy, give themselves to this spirit, this entity that is dying and has been dead for so long. Now, the one thing that so many of you don't understand is, yes, truly, ghosts, spirits, witches, ghouls, entities, they can try to possess your body. It is called an entity attachment and possession. If you have watched The Exorcist, if you have watched Poltergeist, there is many stories that are written and shared with all of us that are very, very, very true. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to, you know, get you guys all, you know, frightened of the world. But reality is reality. Just like we allow ourselves to deal with the reality of the government, just like we deal with the reality of the world, ghosts are not scary compared to what we're really going through in the real world. But the reason why we're mentioning this, the reason why we're having this conversation, the reason why we're talking about ghosts today is to teach you how to connect with your experience. Okay, I want to take this one call. I know there's callers that keep calling in, keep calling in. Let me take this one call for a moment. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? I have to put you on hold because I cannot hear you. Okay, I put them on hold so they cannot hear them. I see that there's been people that have been calling in, but your phones are getting, looks like the lines are getting dropped. So just keep calling in and I'll get your guys called and I'll take your call so I can talk to you about sharing your story, what you've been through, how the ghosts have haunted you, how the entities and the spirits have come into your home, come into your life, how to get rid of them, why are they there, and share your story and your experience with everyone else on air today. That will be awesome. 657-383-0285. A couple things that I would love to share about today, which I totally forgot about mentioning at the very beginning of the show. I will be at this wonderful event that will be coming up this weekend. It is called the UFO Conference in Sacramento, California, and I'm going to be doing a lecture there, speaking and talking with people about how to communicate with their guardian angels, their spirit guides, but also how aliens, extraterrestrials, UFOs are connected in our realm as well. You know, there's going to be a lot of interesting people there. Absolutely awesome show. I look forward to speaking at this engagement that will be this weekend on the 24th and the 25th of October 2015. It will be over here in Sacramento. Just look up UFO Conference in Sacramento, California, October 24th, October 25th. It will be very helpful to go on the website, and you can either purchase the tickets online before tomorrow, or you can get the information and then also come to the location and purchase the tickets there as well. And then get the list of speakers and the times that we will be speaking. There are some people that I do know that will be there speaking, and of course, obviously me speaking, which is very exciting and very, very beneficial because I always have a lot to say. Today talking about ghost spirits and entities is awesome, but tomorrow we will be talking about UFOs, extraterrestrials, and these beings that come out into the, from the universe. Awesome. Awesome experience tomorrow. So, yeah, totally join me. That'll be fun and exciting. Also, I have extremely exciting things to talk about in regards towards my book. We have Don't Forget, what so exciting to me and brings me so much joy is I have my book, The Secret to Your Chakra, and I have two workshops. One will be on November 7th, and one will be on November 8th. I have November 7th, November 8th. There will be these workshops, which will be absolutely amazing. You can sign up for them. Go on to my Facebook page, which is Tammy Adams 1729. Tammy Adams, ADAMS 1729. There is my information of how to join the workshop, which will then be turned into a webinar in talking about the chakras and having my book with me. They're at these locations. I don't know about how many people have already signed up, but it's not too late because we have a very large area where there can be a lot of people coming and joining us over here at these locations on November 7th and November 8th. It'll be absolutely awesome. Totally take advantage of it because I'm charging a very minimal fee on top of everything else. This is going straight to the nonprofit. This is going towards the cause. It is the House of Angels Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization to help people and to really bring awareness and awakening to people. It's to help those who have been lost, to help those who have starved, to help those who have been abused. It's an awesome organization to make a difference in people's lives and to bring forward spirit, love, and passion into their lives and show them that there is a God. So it's called the House of Angels because it is the angels, living angels, all of you who care to donate, to care to get involved and truly give as life angels, living angels, to help those who are here suffering and struggling. Anyways, so that I wanted to mention back to our show. I know that I see the phone lines keep on, the calls are dropping and coming back and coming back. Anyways, so let me try to take this call one moment.
I want to be with you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Really,
what's your name and where are you calling from?
To a point where you're just like, wow.
Hello?
Maybe I should give this the guy the time of day. But up to that point, it'd be busy.
Actually, I'm too busy.
Okay, she's unable to hear us, obviously. So I'll put her on mute, and then when it works, I'll be able to get her back again. Okay. Are ghosts only here to haunt us? Absolutely not, guys. Why in the world would ghosts just be here to haunt us? Why are ghosts here in the first place is what we need to be asking. But let me get to the point. Are ghosts here just to haunt us? Absolutely not. No, not in any way, shape, or form. Ghosts are not here just to haunt us. Ghosts are here because I just realized that on my right side is ghosts who just decided to join us as we're talking. Anyways, that was very extremely interesting. They're tapping me on the shoulder. No, we're not. I'm like, okay. interesting. I already know the answer, but they love to help. They love to help and get involved and sit here and talk with me. Ghosts are not always negative, evil, possessive, yucky. You know, they don't always look like zombies, and you know, there are parts of them missing, and all these, you know, ghouling-looking, yucky, you know, scary beings. Are they here to haunt us? No. Most ghosts do like to haunt. I am not going to lie. Most ghosts, spirits, and entities, yes, they do like to haunt people. Why do they like to haunt people? Is because they allow themselves to get a reaction where they're stuck in a realm where they're not receiving a reaction, right, because they're in the spirit realm. And when they haunt us, they receive some type of a reaction, whether it's us being scared, whether it's us having a negative reaction, whether it's us having a, like, confused reaction or a startling or whatever it is that we do, they just love it. That excites them because it's entertaining in some ways. But what they really want is they want accomplishment. They want to actually create some type of a movement. Ghosts do not just come here to haunt us for no reason. They come here because they're waiting for a result. A result in finding the cure, the help, the right words, so that they can go to the light and be free. So that they can allow themselves to not have that feeling of being lost and wandering, which is what makes ghosts so upset. See, many of us need to understand something. Ghosts, and I said this at the beginning of the show, ghosts were just like us once before. They were just like us. They were humans. They were people living life on Earth. What ghosts are in your space? I'd love to hear. Oh, here's a call. Let me get this one. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Tammy. This is Tracy.
Oh, hi, Tracy.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. Now I can. It was kind of like startled, like it was stuck for a moment. Okay, so you have a ghost story, a spirit story, an entity story. What's up?
Oh my goodness, I would have a million of them, but I had questions.
I know you do, but
I had questions about them. For example, I was with a friend, and actually we had gone out dancing, so I had a little bit to drink, and afterwards we were at home, and I was sitting with her and her mother, and we were just talking, and all of a sudden, and I just can't even explain the experience, but I just got this information, and I got this overwhelming sadness, and I started to cry. And as I was speaking to her mother, who was in her 60s at that time, I believe, and I was speaking to her mother, and it was her mother's mother came through, and she was apologizing, and she kept saying, I didn't know, I'm so sorry, I told you to stay, I didn't know, and my hands got ice cold, and the woman, my girlfriend's mother, you know, she just kept saying, it's okay, I understand, and then eventually it sort of passed, and after it was over, she told us that her mother, my friend's grandmother, had convinced her to stay in an abusive relationship, and then she passed before it got so violent that she almost died. She was hospitalized, and her mother, I guess, didn't know that she had been beaten, but it just was being beaten, but it just came out of absolutely nowhere. And I don't know. I just, after that point, I got nervous about drinking because it seemed like it opened me up and I had no control over what came in.
Absolutely. And one thing I'd love to say really quick is, was she appreciative of the information?
Yes. Although she was absolutely weirded out, she was, and she forgave her mother, and after that we never talked about it again because we're not really open to that sort of thing. But she was
appreciative. It's hard. Good. Okay. And the reason why I mentioned that and had people hear that is because it's hard for us to understand that when ghosts and spirits come forward, it's not about us allowing ourselves to hide the information or trying to figure out if people are going to be, oh, I'm so proud of you, I'm so excited. We are here to share these stories. We're here to share this information. And if you become possessed, exactly as Tracy was possessed, with this relationship and this connection from this person who's on the other side, so she can talk to her daughter, please feel free to allow yourself to relay the information, because 98% of the time is positive. 98% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always negative. You know, most of the time, it's awesome, and it's an amazing experience. Okay, well, first of all, the thing that I wanted to say about what you're talking about, which is extremely important, the reason why that happened is obviously because you had to share a story and it was something that was significant in order to help this woman grow and to show her. Now, when that happens, and when you have an experience like that where there is this entity that allows herself to come over, the reason why we turn cold and that happens is because you're talking to a body, you're dealing with a spirit, you're dealing with a soul that is cold, is detached, is in this other realm. Now, if you're dealing with an angel, if you're dealing with, you know, a very positive, a very light, loving, angelic being that's very awesome, you will feel warmth. Most of the time, ghosts, entities, spirits will always represent themselves as cold. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense because they're, you know, they're dead. So they're obviously cold, you know, and they start becoming really.
Yes.
Well, you know, because they're not in that higher place. And when mm-hmm. they talk to us and they're trying to share these stories, they're trying to talk with us and be all, you know, hey, this is what's going on, this is what's happening, this is what I'm feeling, this is what's going on. And they share these stories, these experiences, and these messages with us. Most of the time it's very, very clear that they're still stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that these ghosts, these spirits, these entities are still stuck. But that's an awesome story. I'm glad you called in to share that. That is absolutely wonderful. And you've always had crazy experiences. Can you just share one? I know there's callers and there's other people who want to speak, but can you just share one?
Another one?
There was one that you had a long time ago where there was a really young spirit and you were scared and you didn't want to deal with it anymore. And I was like, Tracy, you don't understand. You're gifted. Just keep this ability. You know, you can help them.
Oh,
remember a long time
ago
you had a really
scary
one?
There was one that was, I remember, a scary one, gosh. I don't remember there's so many of them. I mean, the one that I remember that I think is kind of funny was there was one where there was a spirit that just, it was a male, and he kept sort of hanging around and just sort of picking at me, and I would just ignore him. And finally, I just said, what do you need? What do you want? And he said, well, I don't believe in people like you. I was like, excuse me? You're here bothering me. And I tried to explain, well, you crossed over, and, you know, what is it that you need? And he's arguing with me that I don't have the ability to do
exactly
what. And I was so annoyed. I remember that.
I'm sorry, but I love that.
Yeah, you're not a believer, but you're here.
That.
And it's weird, like under my bed and just doing weird things. And I just, that was amazing to me. And I don't even know how I finally got rid of him, but I don't know. It's interesting stuff.
That makes me laugh. Thank you for calling in. You always crack me up and make me happy to hear your voice. Okay, God
You're
bless.
Welcome.
I have to take these other calls. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
She's so funny. So how funny is that, everyone? That a spirit would sit there and tell you, well, I don't believe in you, and you're not going to be able to help me. See, the one story I wanted Tracy to talk about really quick, let me just talk about it really one moment, is she talks to a lot of spirits that don't look so good. So when I first met her, she was like, Tammy, she goes, I don't really want to talk to these spirits because, you know, they look like they just, like, got ran over by a car, or they look really gross, or they're all bloody and scarred up, and, you know. So that's what I meant by scary. She deals with these spirits that just walking, looking like zombies and half killed, and it's just horrible. Anyways, it's amazing. Excuse me. It is so extremely beyond the point of amazing how we allow ourselves to have these experiences, just like I was talking about a moment ago. I have this one that's sitting here tapping my shoulder. Yeah, I'm a ghost. I'm here. I'm like, oh, seriously? Like, are you really going there right now? It is really funny. Sometimes they have these personalities, and we don't realize that they have these awesome personalities. Sometimes they're arrogant. Sometimes they're sarcastic. Sometimes they're, and you just are like, duh, yeah, I know you're there. I understand. And they say things to you, or they act in a certain way where you're just becoming, you're like rolling your eyes because you just can't believe they just actually said that out loud, or they actually are trying to share something with you that you're already well aware of. It's really funny. They're just, they're awesome, they're funny, they're scary, they're crazy, and sometimes they're annoying. But why are they here to haunt us? What ghost is inside of your space? Let's talk about that. Let me help you figure out how to let this ghost go to the light, be at peace, call in, talk to me so we can get these ghosts handled, these entities handled. Let these spirits go to the light and be at peace. So, are ghosts only here to haunt us? No, they're not only here to haunt us. Why do they really haunt us? Why are we getting haunted? Because they're trying to reach out. Why they haunt us is because they're trying to reach out. They're trying to grab for something, trying to awaken us, startle us, so that we can help them, so that we can make a difference in their lives, help them to get connected, help them to understand what's happening. Okay, let me get this call. I talk a lot, I know. Welcome. Which
Hi.
Where are you calling from? Hi.
I'm Debbie from New Orleans.
Hi, Debbie from New Orleans. I bet you have some stories, a lot of action in New Orleans all the time, I hear.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. There's, oh, my gosh. This is a Scorpio town, so it's got all that on top of it, you know?
Exactly. So you're a perfect caller. So talk to me, Debbie. How can I help you, first of all? And then I'd love to hear one of your stories. I'd love people to share their stories right now.
Well, the reason I was calling because of karma. And I believe that we're in a period of healing it that's kind of like it's major because we're coming out of the Mercury retrograde. And
yes.
Just like this whole week, I've been meeting people from past lives and going and just knowing them and like speaking to them like I know them, and then they just go out of my life. It's just been the
absolutely.
Most bizarre
well, this whole
week.
This whole lifetime that we're all going through right now. And, you know, I'm not talking about karma today, which is my normal main huge subject and point of the reason why I even do this radio show. And but we're talking about ghosts and all this other stuff because of the situation with Halloween coming up. But let me just answer your question right now on something that you brought up, which is very significant and extremely huge. And I was meditating last night, and I was outside, you know, sitting on the, you know, on the outside. You're in the backyard, and I'm sitting there, and I'm meditating, doing my thing, and saying about the energy, connecting with the universe, connecting with the movement that's happening with the planets because of the way things were set up with the Neptune next to the moon and just the energy that was represented last night, which was really powerful and awesome. The point
yes.
is, karma right now for each and every one of us is very significant in all of our lives. And that's the reason why Karma Talk is such an important radio show, because I'm here to teach and experience and show all of you how to let go of the karmic issues that are causing blockages within our lives so that we can all allow ourselves to be free of this karmic debt, of this karmic responsibility, of this karmic, a lot. And I don't mean to make it sound horrible, but I sometimes feel like it's a huge amount, like a ball and chain, you know. This karmic energy that has stopped us for so long, it's real. It's very real. And some people don't understand that the reason why
we have so many crazy relationships that come in and out of our lives is very much related to karmic, you know, cleanup.
Right. Well, even the ghost.
Karmic cleanup.
Believe it or not, even the ghost. Because
well, no, absolutely,
this whole...
absolutely in regards towards the ghost. Yes, that's a very good point. I'm glad you mentioned that. And I actually have that at the end of my, you know, list today to talk about how karma has to do with ghosts. Because
well,
the whole point of spirits and energy and entities and, you know, ghosts, entities, and spirits, what are they about? They are humans who have lived life here on Earth. And obviously they
right.
have karma too. And we may have that karmic debt connected with them, and we're here to help them to go to the light. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, my mother
so, yes.
is a natural-born medium, and kind of like, I'm like, dear God, please don't let me turn out like her. I'm turning out like her. So, well, oh my God, how did this happen? How did this happen?
Like
spirits
I tried so hard.
I know, I did. I promise I did. And I don't know how it happened.
But
so,
Zoe, you're so awesome. You need to understand. See, to me, I know this sounds crazy. And yes, I believe in this and I'm a part of this. And, you know, I've ate, slept, breathed, intuition, spirituality, talking with angels, talking with the dead for so many lifetimes. But the one reason why I think it's so awesome is because you are not confused. There's so many people out there that do not have that connection with their ability, so they are confused, they're wandering, and they seem as though they're zombified because they don't understand. You get it. So you, even though you may seem weird to other people, you get it.
Oh, my God.
You can have peace. You see? You can
have
peace.
I was wandering, too.
You can share it.
Yeah, I was wandering for a while, too, and it's right there. It's like a door you didn't open. Well, finally, I stepped out, and my friend told me she missed her mom so bad, and I never wanted to do my mother stuff, and I was like, okay, and it just was on my heart. I didn't think about anything. I was driving home. She had called me at work, and I'm driving home from work. All of a sudden, this song comes on the radio super loud, okay? I didn't turn it up. It was The Wind Beneath My Wings. So I'm like, could that be related? So I called her, and this is the first time I stepped out on one of these so-called ghost stories, and I said, hey, did your grandmother love The Wind Beneath My Wings? She didn't speak. She just started bursting into tears. I'm like, oh, my God. We were both screaming. You know, like, it was her grandmother turning it up just to say, I'm around you, but you just don't see me. You don't feel me. You don't hear me.
Exactly.
She's as intuitive as me. And I'm like, okay, this is getting aggravating. You need to tune in because I don't know why she keeps coming to me because it's not fair. You know, I'm like, so you need to start
doing
it.
Yeah, this is your thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
right?
you take the phone. Like, I'm busy. You take the telephone. And then I realized I'm a Reiki person. Yeah, I'm a Reiki person. And then I realized these are just people without bodies that still need healing. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely, that's what we're here to talk about today. So even though those spirits and entities, yeah, they need healing, absolutely. They need to be gone to the light. Just like my clients I was dealing with last night, their mom died early this morning, and I'm already seeing their, you know, telling them and calling them before the radio show, hey, do not hold on to her. Let's do a ceremony and let her go. Do not keep her here. Don't make her angry and upset just because she passed away. Let the light go. Let her be at peace. Because what happens is the ghost gets trapped because of the unfinished business that they have here on this planet. And then we trap them energetically, spiritually,
right.
Or if they have anger, or if they haven't said their words that they need to say to the family. So that's awesome. So high five to you, Debbie. That's awesome. You should be so happy.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm glad
thank
you called
you.
In. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Have
thank
a blessed
you.
Day.
You
You're
too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks. Bye. I know there's a lot of callers. Sorry, guys. I get on to talking and talking, and then I love talking with people and sharing everyone's stories. But that is such a beautiful point, and that's exactly why we're here, is to let these ghosts, let these spirits, let these entities go to the light. That's what we need to talk about. What ghosts are in your space? How can you change your life? Why do we allow ourselves to have these situations? Fear. uncomfortable uneasiness, feeling this like cold chill up your spine and like as though someone's watching you. Well, obviously someone's watching you. It's a spirit. It's a ghost. It's an entity. Yeah. But it's not always negative. You know, we have this fear. We have this worry. We have this like, ooh, uneasy, like, oh, I feel like something's watching me. Oh, my gosh, it's so scary. But it's not negative, guys. It's actually awesome. It's actually really cool and really wonderful because you have this soul counting on you to help them heal, to help them find the answers and the release which is necessary. How could you not be proud? How could you not be in awe? Just wondering and sitting there and saying, oh my gosh, it's so awesome, it's so wonderful, it's so spectacular. There's so many doors that our angels open for us, God opens for us, that the universe has presented in front of us. It's up to you to let yourself open that door and walk the walk of who you are and what you're here to do. And if that has to do with connecting with ghosts, spirits, or entities, dear God, all of you people, please take advantage of the opportunity and do something to change your life and your situation by using your ability that you have been born and gifted with. Use your ability to help those people, help those lost souls to be free. What is this ghost, spirit, entity trying to tell you? What is it that the message is about? What is the message about? Why is this ghost sitting there and talking to you? Is it to give you a message like Debbie just called a moment ago and said that she was telling her, hey, your grandmother's talking about the wind beneath your wings? Or was it about the other person who had the situation that called earlier, and Tracy, and she was talking about how her, you know, she was apologizing for the situation in regards towards, hey, I'm sorry I didn't tell you to get rid of that abusive relationship. I apologize that I didn't know that you were being abused all those years. We have so many situations that are represented, shown, given to us. But we're not using them to our advantage. We're not. We don't look at the messages clear enough because we're trying to look too deep. What we need to do, and I know this sounds crazy, but try this, practice this, especially since the ghosts are totally, totally going wild right now, all over, energetically, because of the way things are aligned and the way things happen during this season, they are all awakened. It's the time for zombies. It's the time for witches. It's the time for ghouls. It's the time for ghosts and spirits and entities. This is their time. So when you have something that's being shown to you or felt within your soul, within your being, step back from logic. Step back from trying to figure it out. And go into this distant space so you can see it in a different light and you can understand the message, you can understand the situation, it will be completely different. And then you'll be like, aha! You'll have that aha moment of exactly what it is they're trying to say. It's pretty cool. And then you'll see what it is that they're trying to say, and then you'll be able to solve the situation and create happiness and accomplishment. The main thing is, what is this ghost trying to tell you? The reason why I want you to be aware of that and the reason why I'm bringing up that point is because there are ghosts, entities, spirits, witches, zombies, whoever, whatever subject, whatever title you want to give to them. And karmically, there is some type of a reason that they have come into our space. So be aware of that and help that energy, connection, to come to the surface so that there can be healing, movement, and accomplishment. It will be awesome. Is the ghost that is around you good or bad? Good or bad? Good or bad? Is the ghost that is around you good or bad? The ghost that is around you tends. It could be good and it could be bad. Now, 98% of the time, the ghosts are lost, wandering, stuck, angry, upset. None of them are really bad. Yes, they may seem negative, but 2%, I'd say, of ghost spirits actually really evil, really tricksters, really negative, only a very, very, very minimal, very tiny, you know, maybe a little more than 2%. But the point is, it's a very small percentage of people that become really a part of wanting to harm others, trick others, make trouble, be ridiculous, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Most of the time you will not have that type of experience. Most of the time you will have one who's lost, play the radio, crying, misery, feeling stuck, upset because they don't know how to find God. You know, you'll have these other type of experiences, helping them to connect to spirituality, to find the light, find their purpose, to help them to no longer be wandering. You know, some people die and they don't even know why they're dead. Their energy is way off and totally stuck. And you are here to help them. So, is the ghost that is around you good or bad? Pay attention to the energy that you feel. How to learn the difference is by paying attention to the energy, paying attention to the message, the feeling that is being shown to you. Understand what is happening. Okay, let me try to get this call. I'm sorry. There's so many people that have tried calling today. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? I can't really hear her. Okay. I know that this person keeps trying to call back, but it's not working. Okay. So anyways, so the point of the situation is that I was just talking about is we need to allow ourselves to understand one thing, which I think is very awesome. How can we learn the difference? How can we learn the difference between a good spirit or a bad spirit? That I think is very, very important and that is necessary is paying attention to that emotion, paying attention to that feeling that you're having with inside of yourself. That's how you learn the difference. Can we help them? Absolutely, we can help them. Our whole purpose in having that relationship, that awareness, that knowing, that feeling, that chill down your spine is so that we can help them. We're not here to have fear. So many people are afraid and afraid and afraid and afraid. What are we afraid of? Is the ghost going to stab you? Is the ghost going to harm you? Is the ghost going to do something that's going to make your life horrible? They may look scary. They may look like they're going to stab us. I mean, yes, there is ghosts and entities and spirits that are on this planet that have died because of them being so evil themselves as a person. But they're not really evil. They're just angry and misbehaved. They cannot hurt us. They cannot hurt us. So why are we having fear? If we are sending them to the light and we have good intentions, we can only help them, guys. So absolutely we can help them. Why do they haunt us? Specifically, a Very good answer to that. Specifically, because they are searching for answers. They are searching for results. They are searching for the light. They are searching for peace. They are searching for forgiveness. Why they haunt us is because they want to be set free. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy, but it's the truth. They haunt us because they want to be set free. Is it okay to send them into the light? So many people have asked me that question, and I always thought it was a little silly because I was like, why would somebody ask me that? So I had to put it on the show today and say it out loud to all of you. Even if you replay it and go into archives and hear this, you know, 100 times later in the future. Yes, it is never a negative thing to send a soul, a spirit, a ghost, an entity into the light. No harm could ever be done by walking into the light, ever, ever. Go into the light. That is exactly what's needed. What about the day of Halloween, the day that's coming up? Is it a really haunted day? Is it really the day of celebration for zombies and witches and ghouls and ghosts and spirits and entities? It actually is. If you look up the meaning of Halloween and the reason why it all became as it became, is because they gave it just like they gave Christmas a celebration because it was during the time of Christ, the time of his birth, and then they made it into Christmas. Then you have Hanukkah. I mean, you have all these holidays for a reason, right? Passover became Passover because of, you know, during the time that the ghost passed over, the ghost that was supposed to, you know, take souls, and they put the lamb on the door, the lamb's blood on the door to protect themselves from the ghost taking them, the ghost of death. Anyway, there's so many things that are spoken about and celebrations that are so significant for a special reason. Well, Halloween is not just a day that was brought up and said, oh, let's celebrate the day of Halloween and make ghosts one day. No, it's for a reason. And definitely, if you look it up and you research it, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. I don't want to waste time talking on the show about it, but you guys can do that in your own free time. The reason why I'm here to talk about it today. Is it really haunted? What is Halloween about? It is a time for all those souls, ghosts, witches, ghouls, whatever they may be, entities. It is a time they become more recognized. So there is some crazy stuff that happens during this week, guys. Crazy, crazy stuff. It's fun. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. I think it'll be pretty exciting because people need that shaken up, wake up moment so that we can stop being blinded and thinking that this isn't for real and help those souls and help those beings that are lost. What do we have, or why do we have these spirits on earth? Like, why do we have these ghosts, these entities, these spirits? Why do we have them? Because they have been lost. They've been killed. They've been hurt. They've been sad. They've been angry, and they're searching. I mean, there's so many reasons why that they're here. Why are these spirits here? Because they've been lost. They're searching. Maybe they've been killed. I was speaking to a spirit just a few months ago that was killed. They're hurt, they're filled with sadness, they're angry, they feel like they've been cheated, you know? A lot of reasons. Let me teach you today how to open up. There's a couple things that I can mention really quick. Like I said earlier, I do have my workshop that's coming up, which is about my chakra book, The Chakras. The Secret to Your Chakras is an awesome book because it does give you some very quick tools of how to become awakened and how to balance your chakras and different levels with inside your body. It's a handbook, which is very awesome because it's in my hand right now as I'm speaking to you, and you just flip through the pages and you go, oh, okay, I can go to page right here and talk about what is the
chakra, you know, meaning and the understanding of the fifth chakra? What is the thing I need to know about my third chakra? You know, you just go to the direction of where your soul is looking, or, you know, where you're trying to search, you're trying to find information. Anyway, the reason why I'm mentioning this is because as we're searching, as we're connecting with these spirits, these lost energies, these beings who have been so detached and angry and upset and lonely, we can teach them how to open up. We can show them how to open up by our chakra and intuition levels being in balance, being connected, coming to my workshops, connecting with my webinars, going to my daily Facebook messages, connecting to my newsletter, all these things that I have available. Oh, and if you guys want to connect with me, never hesitate. Call me, 916-930-0781, 916-930-0781. Also, you could always connect with me on my website, which is www.growinginknowledge.com, growinginknowledge.com. On my website, you will find all my social media information where you can connect with me on Twitter, you can connect with me on Facebook, you can connect with me on Periscope, you know, any of the things that I get involved with. I don't do Periscope too much, because I am quite busy doing lectures, doing seminars, working around the world. Next week, Friday, is the 30th. It's going to be extremely busy. I'm probably not going to be here. I will have a show for all of you, but I won't be available. Most important thing that needs to be done during the time of Halloween, during the time of right now, is meditate. This weekend, don't forget about the event that I'm going to be having at the UFO event over in Sacramento, California, the 24th and 25th. Join me on my newsletter. Tell your friends to come sign up for the November 7th or 8th event that we'll be having here in Sacramento or in Redding, California for the book. You can always connect with me, like I said. If you're searching for balance, you guys can also connect with my guided meditation CD, which is a guided meditation CD of me telling you how to let go of the stress, the burden, the heaviness of your day. These spirits, these ghouls, these goblins that are around us, the reason why they're here is because they're searching for balance. They're searching for an understanding. Teach them. Show them. Help them to let go by guiding them to the light. And like I mentioned earlier, when I spoke to that one lady who called in, karmically, there is a tie that we have to many things that connect us in this planet, whether it's a tie to a person that we had, you know, met a year ago, whether it's a connection karmically to our family. Help yourself to heal the karma. Open up your mind. To all of you, have a blessed day. God bless. Goodbye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.